WXBC 104.3 FM, Hartonsburg, the voice of Breckenridge County. Also streaming online at WXBC1043.com.
Well, good morning. That familiar music tells you that it's time for the Tuesday morning edition of Bargain Barn here on WXBC. And today, Bargain Barn is brought to you by Down Home Florist, located on Ballpark Road. They're the first building on the left. You can give them a call at 270-756-5711. Delois Bell and her staff are there to fix you up if you are needing anything floral or gift-related. And good morning, Terry.
Good morning to you.
How are you today?
Better than I was yesterday, and I'm a lot better than I was the day before yesterday.
You do not sound nearly as sniffly today.
I'm feeling much better.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks good. For asking. We are looking at a couple of phone lines that are ringing here. I guess folks are ready
anxious
to get started.
Today.
Yeah,
yes.
They are. Yeah. But we do, again, want to remind folks that if you are needing anything floral, contact Delois Bell at Down Home Florist there on Ballpark Road, the first building on the left. She can fix you up with live plants, silk floral arrangements, swags, wreaths, cake candles, and centerpieces. And she can also send flowers worldwide. So if you're needing to get something to a friend or loved one far, far away, she can help you out with that as well.
That's right. And okay. I can't wait to talk to her today because I have an important question to ask her. About, you know, something new that's kind of going on now that I'm curious to see if she's getting in on this or not. So I'll just kind of let everybody know what that is when we talk to her.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Terry, if you would, give us the rules. We'll get started this morning.
We ask that you limit your call to no more than 5 items and that the total call not go over $500. We don't take guns or any kind of businesses or personal ads. If you have something that's more than $500 or you don't have time to get to the phone, stop by the station, and for $3 a day, we'll put it on cash and carry. Phone numbers are 270-756-1043 and 270-547-1043. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing fine. I have a beautiful picture that I bought at an estate sale in Oldham County, Kentucky. And I'm wanting, it's 30 inches wide and 40 inches tall. It's a very big picture. It is called The Girl in the Woods, and I'm asking $60 for it today. I gave way over $200 for it, and they could call me at 270-862-2388. It is in perfect shape.
All right, that was 862-2388.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I still have the two recliner chairs. They're both brown. They are in, like, new condition, and I'm asking $250 each for those. Thank you.
We need a phone number.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
270-922-7555.
9227534. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yeah, I still have the motorcycle helmet. I had a couple calls about it, but then nobody come and looked at it. It's really a sharp looking helmet. It's brand new, never been wore. It's got flames on it, it's black and silver. It's extra large, it's got air vents on it, it's got a flip up visor, and it's got a carrying case. I'll take $80 for it. It's a dot one, too. The number to call is 270-446-0075. I'm in the Clarkson-Litchfield area. Thank you.
Thank you. That was 446-0075. Have a good day. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, ma'am. This morning I have a 18-inch Poland Pro chainsaw. Brand new in a box, and if somebody would like to have it, it's a $100 bill, and you can call me at 270-980-1470.
That's 980-1470.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, good morning. This morning, believe it or not, I have got a large metal storage container full of leftover yard sale stuff, and it's for Dry Valley Baptist Church. I'd like to sell the whole lot. If anybody's interested, they can come and make me an offer on it. My number is 617-1449.
That's 617-1449.
You have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I got a wood desk, and it's got three doors on each side and a big one in the middle. And I want it free if anybody come and get it. My number is 788-6994.
All right, that's 788-6994.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I've got seven white-legged roosters. They're 7 months old, and my number is 270-922-7287.
922-7287.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yeah, I've got an iron skillet for $30, and it's got the lid with it. And then I've got another iron skillet. It's got three legs on the bottom of it, and I'm asking $30 for it. And then I've got a wind tunnel vacuum cleaner, and I'm asking $20 for it. And I've got a power rider exercise machine, and I'm asking $25 for it. And my number is 270-547-8281.
547-8281.
I'm having an indoor yard sale today.
All right. Thank you. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I've got a Troy-built weed eater. It's just like new. It's a straight shaft. It starts easy. It runs great. And I want 70 for it. And I've got a little boy's bicycle. It's a Tonka bicycle is what it is. It's a 12-inch. And I'll take 15 for it. My number's 945-5803.
That's 945-5803.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn. Okay. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, ma'am. I have some women's jewelry for sale. I also have a treadmill, a Bernie Petty Paul, a foot massager, some women's clothing and shoes. Some of the shoes are brand new, and my phone and several other items. My phone number is 270-945-1401.
945-1401.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Going to make sure that your occasion looks great. Right, Terry?
Absolutely right.
Okay. All right, 756-1043-547-1043, the numbers to call for Bargain Barn.
Good morning, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yeah, this morning I've got a FS-55 steel weed eater straight shaft. Runs good, $65. I've got a leaf blower for $35. Got a lawn sweeper, 38-inch Craftsman for $100, and a plastic dump cart for $75. And my number is 788-6543.
788-6543.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, fine.
Good. I still have hay for sale, 1,100-pound bales are approximately $30 a bale. We will load it for you. It's located in the Harnett area out on 259. And I also have a set of scales like they used to weigh in the doctor's office, the real old scales, and I would like to sell them. If anyone is interested, the number is 270-668-4395.
668-4395.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I'm still looking for a flip phone that's unlocked. I can put my own SIMS card in. I still have those free strawberry plants that you can come over and pull up. They're, while I'm growing in the straw that's outside the bed, I'd love to see somebody use them before it gets winter and get them established. Also, still looking for a laptop, a nice laptop, but preferably a Mac 2012, in good shape. Also, still have those two steel breaker bars, 160 inches long, 165 inches long, and have a also have a desk that's it's oak, and it's got the Formica top on it. It went to a set, but we don't have the rest of the furniture, and it's in good shape, and it's on Craigslist. The number here in Litchfield to call is 259-9958, 259-9958. I have quite a few items on Craigslist. Thank you.
Thank you. And you can give us a call on the Bargain Barn at 756-1043 or 547-1043. We're sponsored today by Delois Bell over at Down Home Florist, and she is all geared up with lots of pretty things for fall. And, you know, we're not going to be too far away here from not only Halloween, but right around the corner, we are going to be into Thanksgiving, and, you know, nothing's prettier than a cornucopia filled with a floral arrangement sitting on the dining room table.
That was a mouthful.
It was.
You know, it's one of those things, though, they've kind of compressed the seasons, and it's kind of Hallow Thanksmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because the stores are already, they've shoved Halloween off of the shelves practically, and they've already got the Christmas stuff out.
I still remember.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I still remember the first year I walked into a store, and I saw a Halloween costume hanging from the branch of a Christmas tree. And they didn't do it. I'm sure someone picked it up and hung it up there. But it was one of those things where it just struck me as totally absurd. And, you know, here I remember as a kid, you know, they were all separate. You know, you geared up for Halloween, and then you geared up for Thanksgiving, and then you had that month-long run up to the Christmas holiday. And now, you know, here we are, early October, the Christmas stuff is already out, and I think it takes away some of the specialness of the holiday.
It does. Yeah, there was always that, you know, anticipation of the Halloween thing.
Yeah.
And then once that was all gone, you got so excited, whether you were a kid looking forward to Christmas or an adult that was getting to go out and find those very special things for the kids or grandkids or whatever. And yeah, it's, you know, by the time Christmas gets here, it's like humbug. And
yeah.
I don't like that. I love to get into the Christmas spirit and the, you know, the things that come along with the holiday season.
And I will simply point out that if it brings you down, it means you probably lost sight of a little bit of the true meaning
absolutely.
Of Christmas.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But to me, there's way too much commercialism leading up to it. You know, it's one of those things. I did see something that I thought was encouraging, though.
Okay.
There are a lot of stores this year that have said, after being open on Thanksgiving Day for the past couple of years, they are going to close so that their employees can have Thanksgiving with their
Hooray
families.
Hooray for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll give them a clap for that one.
I have no problem with the whole Black Friday madness, but, you know, they were pushing it back, trying to get people out to shop on Thanksgiving Day. And all that did, in my mind, was just rob people of family time.
Oh, it's exactly what happened at our house, especially year before last, because while I was preparing the Thanksgiving dinner, daughter-in-laws and daughters and whatever had newspapers and cell phones and stuff spread out all over the place, laying out their plan as to where they were going to go first and second and third. They were literally gobbling down their food, shoving the kids and things into the cars and going, see ya, bye. And they left, and I'm standing there washing dishes going, wow.
Why did I bother?
You know, did they really enjoy that or not?
Yeah.
And I swore, that's never happening again. And I didn't do it last year. I said, you know what? You can come and you can eat, But if you're going to rush out the door, you might as well just forget it.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phones, Terry. 756-1043 or 547-1043.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yeah, I agree with you, Terry. Christmas is over anymore before it begins.
Yes, it is.
You're so tired of looking at Christmas stuff, you don't even want to fool with it, hardly.
Well, it's coming to that, and it's so sad. And I know a lot of it is because, you know, of the people's work schedules and your hours and stuff. At least that's what they claim, you know, years and years ago. Folks seem to find the time to get everything done and do it in the, you know, the right time frame, but not so anymore, but yeah, it is quite, you know, it's disappointing.
I think it's all about the book.
Honey. Oh, it is. Oh, absolutely. Sure, sure.
I do.
Yep.
Well, anyway, you all have a good day.
Well, thank you.
You
didn't
do the
have
same.
Anything to sell or trade, huh?
Bye. No.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, ma'am. This morning, I've got a pair of tickets to the Alabama 500 for this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, in Talladega, Alabama. And for more information, they can call me at 668-2158. Area code 270.
All right, that's 668-2158.
Yes, ma'am.
I take it this is a big race.
It is a dandy. I've been there. This would have been my 20th year, but I can't make it.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. It sounds like a tradition. Yeah.
These are real good seats. Okay. They're in the Lincoln Tower, and they're very good seats.
All right.
And I got a camping area and everything to go with it.
668. Yeah. Let me try that again. 668-2158.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. This morning I have a queen size quilt. It's called a bow tie, and it's perfect in every way. It's never been on a bed. It's always been, you know, well kept. And I'm asking $200 for it. And also, I have two goats. It's a Billy and a Nanny, and she's with kid. And I'm asking $200 for them. If anybody's interested, they can call me at 668-8303.
That was 668-8303.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. I got a 25-horse Johnson boat motor and a new gas tank for $500. My number is 547-8962.
547-8962.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, ma'am. I've got a 3-point hitch wood splitter for sale. I'd like to have $300 for it. And also got a little, I think it's a 15-mile fence box, electric fence box. I'd like to have about $20 for it. And then I've got a 16-inch mounted on a 8-lug one-piece wheel for the tone truck motorhome. It's a Dodge Ford or Chevrolet. I want $50 for it. My number is 756-6161.
756-6161.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
And, Terry, we are joined by Delois by telephone at this point. How are you this morning, Delois?
Good. How about you?
Doing okay.
Good. Terry seems bubbly again.
She does.
I do. And I have got a very, very important question to ask you. And so I want to do that right off the bat. Oh, I think it's simple. Having a gender party, and for folks that don't know what I'm talking about, it's when, you know, the girl and her husband want to reveal if it's going to be a boy or a girl. That has become very popular in a lot of different ways. Do you do something that will help them to, you know, do the celebration?
Well, I can't figure out whether it's a girl or a boy for you. But I would like to be able to do that, but, you know... That's beyond my technology.
You don't have the magic 8-ball out there?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, some people hang rings over you and all that stuff. I can't do that, but I can fix flowers for you.
Okay.
We have balloons for that.
Now, can you do something where you maybe put some type of a powder, whether it's blue or pink, into a black balloon? Or can you fix maybe a box where some helium balloons would pop out for the couple?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. We've got balloons that say boy or girl, so that, you know, whichever way it goes. We have bridal shower balloons. We have balloons for just about every occasion.
All right.
A lot of people don't know that, but we do have them. And yes, we can fix you flowers for just about any occasion too. And we have practically done that. But today we're into fall arrangements.
Oh boy!
We've been making all kinds of fall fresh flowers and getting these pretty colors in here, and oranges and yellows and browns and rust. And I like the bright yellow with the rust. This is my kind of season.
Mine too, and I'm sort of thinking that if folks want to see the pretty colors, they're going to really have to come to you and say, you need to make me something, because we keep having this warm weather, and I thought after all that rain that maybe we'd see the drop in temperatures, and then we'd start seeing all the pretty leaves on the trees, but we're not dropping in temperature. I'm hoping that happens eventually.
We will soon enough. We will soon enough. I don't like winter, so.
I don't either.
I'm good with this.
I'm afraid.
But
I'm
afraid trees are turning.
Yeah, but I'm afraid what we're going to see is that the trees are going to turn and there's going to be a strong wind and it's all going to be gone, that it'll be a short color change season.
Well, I was afraid last week when we went so many days without rain that we would get into something where they would dry out too fast.
Yeah.
But I think we've made up for that now.
We kind of did over the weekend, yeah.
I've got things blooming in my yard that should not be blooming, and I'm noticed other people do too, so it's come back around again.
It has.
I still have beautiful roses at my house, and I don't remember them being this pretty in October before. And maybe they were, and I just don't remember it. But
yeah, and you should be getting to a place where you're cutting some things down and trimming back. But just hang on a little bit; it will happen. Always does. And I agree with you. Christmas is pushed way too early. And I understand why stores do it, because they have so much competition now. And I shouldn't say they. We have so much competition now with the internet stuff.
And not only that, but the holiday tends to make a large portion of your year's profit as well. So I understand why it's important to them, but it just seems like, you know, when you get to late September, it's all there. You know, you get the Halloween, the Thanksgiving, and the Christmas stuff all pop out almost at the same time.
They sure do. And if you catch that in here, it's because Terry's pushed me into it.
No, and I will never do that. I promise you that. I may come in and say, can you dig me out a snowman from your box?
I'm going to set out one just to aggravate you now.
Yeah, you would do that.
I will tell you, you see it the worst in the big box retail stores.
Right.
You know, they're again, and they've felt the competition probably the worst from the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are trying to make their year, and I understand it, but it's still one of those things when you walk in and you've got Halloween candy and Christmas bowls next to it, it just strikes me as very wrong.
Me too.
Yeah.
And we try not to get Christmas out here until mid-November and probably like the week before Thanksgiving.
Well, there
we
you
try
go.
Not to push it too far. But I like the fall season.
I do too.
Fall is
and
a beautiful
I like
time of year.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I like turkey and dressing,
and
all that good stuff. But there we'll be making some fall arrangements too. But we've already started on fall, so it's that will lead up until Christmas. And then, Terry, I'll put the snowman out.
Yeah, because you won't see me coming in looking for a snowman until after Thanksgiving and after. That's when I start doing my decorating for the holidays.
But, you know, the trucks that come by here, the salesmen and all the open houses are in, they're pushing them up earlier than they used to. A lot of them were in August, September. So where we have to go to the wholesale house for Christmas open house, see, we've already been through all that stuff. So now it's what we've purchased and we're ready to put out here.
Right.
So, you know, everything has been pushed up. Because used to, the Christmas open houses didn't come until November and late October, November. And then, you know, we were all enthused about it. So now it's harder to get even owners enthused about putting out stuff. I think that's what I see. And I see workers in stores going like, hey, we're putting out Christmas.
Yeah.
And I think it's more exciting if you wait a little longer and put your merchandise out. And then it's fresh and new to people. It's not just been sitting there on the shelf and saying, oh, I'll buy that later. But that's just my theory. But,
well,
you know,
it sounds good
I like
to me.
Fresh and new.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, we have new lamps. We have some stones. People call them stepping stones. They're concrete with words on them. So all kinds of different sayings and poems. Throws. We have pumpkins with a carved tractor on it. A little farm scene. We have decorated pumpkins. So we're ready for Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever you want to throw at us. We're going to try and be ready at that season. I have a pumpkin in here that has crazy eyes on it. And somebody said, you know, that kind of looks like I feel. And I said, that's the way it felt today. I made it. So you just got to come by and see that.
I will do that. Delois, thanks so much for taking a couple minutes to talk to us. And we look forward to, you know, having everybody to stop by and just see some of the pretty creations you have over there.
I'd love for you to. And if we haven't met you, we'd love to. The Gospel Lights will be at Horsley Chapel tonight.
Oh,
so
okay.
Make your way out there. And we got a good revival going on, I understand. So
terrific.
Come on by.
Okay. For somebody that doesn't know where that's at, what's the general area?
Horsley Chapel, you can turn on Freedom Church Road and make your way back there, and it's probably 5 miles off the road, maybe
okay.
Six.
Right.
You'll run into
well,
it.
I want you to be a packed house there tonight.
Yeah, I hope
okay.
So.
Good.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right.
Talk
bye-bye.
To you next week, Delois.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, numbers to call, 756-1043 or 547-1043 if you've got something to buy, sell, or trade. And let's go back to the phones, Terry.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, good morning. I have a shop mat for $30. I have a Briggs & Stratton Easy Blow 5100 TSI Sprint 3.75 power washer gas. Everything included works great for, I'm asking $100, was asking $175, but I brought down to $100 the best offer. I have a Bun Louisiana ice tea system, works great, 3 gallon brand new. It's around like $500 something. But I'm asking, she's wearing heat is $263, so I'm gonna ask $100 or a best offer for that. It's still soft for $20. I got two coffee tables for $20 a piece. Our number is 270-945-3017.
945-3017.
Ma'am,
thank you. Thank you. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Oh, good morning. This morning I have a large capacity, full-size Maytag electric clothes dryer, white in color. It's in excellent condition. It's hooked up. Anybody can see it operate. I'll take $85 for that. Have a black GE turntable microwave. It works fine. It's one of the bigger ones. I think it's about 1,000 watt. I'll take $20 for that. Also, I have a Costco 5-speed baby swing, like new. I'll take $20 for it. And I'm looking for something, too. I'm looking for a Kubota riding mower, like a G5200, maybe with a blown engine or transmission. I just need one for parts. My number is area code 270-344-0376.
344-0376.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, this morning I have a giveaway item. It's a 4x8 wooden table. It's all solid leg. It's on 4x4 legs, and it's free to a good home. I'm right here in Harnett. I just need to get rid of it this morning before lunch, if I possibly. Before I do something else with it, I just need to get it out of my way. And my number is 270-863-1356.
That was 863-1356.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I have a Toshiba laptop that I'd like to sell, or I would trade it for something of equal value as something that, I mean, they can tell me what they got or whatever. I live in the Hardinsburg area, and my number is 270-244-4256.
All right, that was 244-4256, and how much are you asking on it?
At least $200.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Good morning, you're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning, thank you, ma'am. I have six roosters to get rid of. They're
this year's roosters, but they're really big. There's two Rhode Island Reds, two Brahmas, and two that's black colored with some gold spots or whatever kind of mixed up. And also, if the lady that had the two goats would give me a call back at the same number. My number is 270-233-4622.
233-4622.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Terry, that's probably going to be our last phone call. We do have some items on cash and carry this morning. First, we've got a 1964 Ford Falcon two-door. It's good to restore, $900. Also, a 1953 Ford Tractor Jubilee. Runs good, needs a clutch, good hydraulics, comes with a finishing mower, a bush hog, a grader blade, and these three items are like new, hardly ever used, $5,200 firm. You can call 270-756-5537 or 270-668-2471. Again, that's a 64 Ford Falcon two-door, good to restore, $900. A 53 Ford Jubilee Tractor, runs good, needs a clutch, good hydraulics, comes with a finishing mower, bush hog, and a grader blade. These items are like new, hardly ever used, $5,200 firm, 756-5537 or 668-2471, the numbers to call. And Terry, that's going to wrap us up for this morning, and we'll be back tomorrow morning with another edition of Bargain Barn.
Hope everybody has an enjoyable day, and it was nice visiting with everyone, so we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
And we were brought to you today by Down Home Florist, located on Ballpark Road, the first building on the left. Stop by and see Delois Bell and her friendly staff for all of your floral needs. They can even send flowers worldwide, so stop by and see her. Again, that's Down Home Florist, Ballpark Road, first building on the left here in Hardinsburg.
The home of Breckenridge County High School and University of Kentucky Sports is WXBC 104.3 Hardinsburg.